Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
The longer you work for a company, the more people that you see leave. That's just a natural fact of life. Very rarely does anybody stay at one company for, well, I think even more than a few years these days. I remember talking to my uncle, you know, who worked at Lockheed for more than four decades. And yeah, you don't get too many people who do that, right? That's just pretty normal. And I think even today, right, certainly in the business that I'm in, you know, I know a lot of people come and go, and that's just the nature of the industry that I'm in. It's the nature of the times, I think, too, right? That people, you know, people run into different issues and come and go, and it's just a natural thing. So maybe I'm an anomaly, right, that I have managed to stay, well, effectively with the same company, although that's, you know, you can look, there's a couple different ways to look at that, but, 22 years is a long time to kind of be really working for one, well, two companies because it was an acquisition. But and in that time, of course, I've seen a lot of people come and go, right? There's obviously there was that acquisition. So that was its own challenge. But I think in general, right, just in that time, the number of coworkers I've had, I mean, it's, you know, the company's, you know, certainly grown, right? So, and I've met more people and I know a lot of people. That's the other thing, is that because of the work that I do, I'm in contact with many people in many different parts of the organization. And so, I can see when people come and go. And, you know, I've had three people reach out to me this week and say that they're leaving, and I don't fault people for making that decision. I mean, I happen to be in a really great position, and I don't really see myself doing anything different than I'm doing. I like my job. I like who I work for. Everything lines up, right? You can always do better in certain things or more, you know, make more money or whatever, but I'm happy doing what I'm doing. Right. One of the things I learned fairly early in my career is chasing more money is not going to make you happy. Money doesn't buy you happiness. But if your job doesn't align with what you are or who you are, then no amount of money is going to make up for that. So, you know, you can only live with that misalignment for so long. And so, I think there's a great alignment with, the kinds of, you know, the sort of the kinds of things I like to do, the people I like to work for, and it pays pretty good, right? So at the end of the day, it's an excellent situation for me. Right. And so, and I understand everybody's situation's different. Everybody has new challenges or different challenges or maybe different things and different situations, certainly at the same company, especially, you know, a larger company. There's different parts of the company that operate differently, and different parts of the world have different opportunities. And so, and in cybersecurity, there's a lot of opportunities. And if you want to do something different for somebody else, you can find an opportunity. There's no shortage of jobs. There is a fact of anything. There's a talent shortage, they say. I think if you apply yourself appropriately, you can get any job you want, for anybody you want. It's a matter, you do have to have a certain level of experience, I think, but I think with enough application, I think you can, it's certainly possible. And you might have to work to get to that point, of course, because certain jobs require experience and you need to earn that experience. Right. I mean, I still think, you know, there's still that human side of it. These people that I've worked with in some cases for 10 years, right. It's sad to see them go, right. There's that human element of it, but it's also just part of the business, right. This happens all the time. And yeah, there's people that, and people come back. That's the funny thing, right? There's not always again, go for different reasons. And I was talking to one of the people today, and they're like, you know, I hope, you know, maybe I'll come back someday, and I'm not leaving on bad terms. It's, you know, this opportunity is something that, with people that I've wanted to work with for a while. And we'll see, right. There's no, and that's the thing, right. It's one of those, things that you learn, don't burn bridges, right. Cause you never know when you might have to come back and use it. And I've seen people come back to my current company many, many times. It's not uncommon for people to do that. People leave for different reasons and come back. And that's, I mean, I kind of did that with some of the stuff I was doing back at Nokia, right? So I understand that mentality, right? It's okay, well, I need to do something a little bit different. And now I'm back doing what I've been doing. And, you know, so, you know, everybody needs that, everybody needs a sabbatical, as the saying goes. And, unfortunately, you don't stay with a company long enough to get a sabbatical. So you end up, though, what people end up doing, I guess, is going to get another job, which does happen. It's just part of business. People come, people go. You make the best of it. Fortunately, there's enough talent to pick up the slack, so to speak. But there's always a fresh infusion of new talent that comes in. This is a great industry to be in. There's no shortage of challenges. Certainly the cyber threat actors are continuing to make things interesting, and the people that are hunting and trying to stop the threats and tell you why you've been compromised and how you've been compromised, right? All of that stuff is there's still plenty of challenges there. Then I don't think that's going away, right? Especially as things get more and more connected, we get the connections get faster and faster, the computers get faster and faster, and more things are connected. It's like this problem is not getting any easier to solve, it never ends. And again, I think it's a dynamic industry. There's always challenges. There's always new things to learn. Today, even I've learned some stuff today, and it was, maybe not about cybersecurity, but I'm always learning, and it's just part of business.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.